happening locally. The news.
And it is time for us to take that look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. No deaths and a total of 267 new cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours was reported by the authorities of the Ministry of Health for this Monday. The entity's epidemiological report also indicates that 3,771 tests were applied for a positivity of 7.1%. The maximum positivity recommended, remember, by the WHO, the World Health Organization, is 5%. Now, there are currently 3,438 active cases. Of these, 3,367 are in home isolation, while 71 patients are hospitalized, and of these, 64 are in the wards and 7 in the intensive care units. Health authorities reported that the districts with the highest incidence of cases are La Pintada in Coclay with 21, San Francisco and Bella Vista in Panama City with 18 and 14 cases respectively, and Santiago in Veraguas with 12. The Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, announced on Monday that the placement of the fourth dose of the vaccine against COVID-19 for all those over 50 years of age was authorized. He explained that it will be optional and that in the different vaccination posts, as well as in polyclinics and health centres, there are enough doses for the population as of today. It is recommended that people with chronic diseases have the fourth dose. Remember that vaccines are safe and reliable, the minister said at a press conference. Since February, Panama applied the fourth dose to immunosuppressed patients, that's with terminal illness, transplant patients and those receiving dialysis over 16 years of age. Sucre indicated that the measure is taken after an analysis with the members of the Con Vacunas and the authorization of President Laurentino Cortizo. At least 11,000 signatures have been registered up until this Monday in the process to request the revocation of the mandate of the mayor of the District of Panama, José Luis Fábrega. According to preliminary data, until 10 a.m. on Monday, 11,237 signatures were counted. The collection of signatures, which includes digital tools, began last Wednesday, and the proponents of the initiative seek to collect 198,920 signatures within 120 days for the Tribunal Electoral to call a recall referendum. Willie Bermudez, representative of the District of Don Bosco, and who signed the call, stressed that this is a right that the citizens have. Bermudez stressed that Mayor Fábrega continues to have a disconnection with the citizenry. Roberto Ruiz Diaz, who promotes the recall initiative, said that the number of daily signatures is above the average needed to achieve the goal. On the other hand, he commented that it will be up to the Electoral Tribunal to determine the action so that the confidentiality of those who sign the revocation is kept reserved. After the Supreme Court of Justice determined that the concept of paid leave is unconstitutional, lawyer Roberto Ruiz Diaz announced that he had received a phone call asking him to delay the execution of the ruling. Ruiz Diaz said that last Friday they were trying to communicate with him, insistently from the Association of Municipalities of Panama, AMUPA for its acronym. An official or a person who represents the AMUPA, shamelessly, I must say, asked me, being the proponent of the unconstitutionality claim, to ask for a clarification of the sentence because as of today, this is Monday, is executed and that it was the only way to delay the entry into force of the ruling, Ruiz Diaz affirmed. He did not specify further details or mention the name of AMUPA's emissary. In September of 2021, Ruiz Diaz filed the lawsuit of unconstitutionality and the court ruled this year that paid leave, which allowed some local authorities to receive two salaries from the state, is unconstitutional because it represents a jurisdiction or a privilege. The ruling is dated March the 14th of this year, that is 2 weeks before the majority of deputies of the Municipal Affairs Commission of the Assembly approved in the first debate the bill 364 of reforms to Law 37 of 2006 on decentralisation of the public administration, and that, among other things, maintains paid leave. According to the website of the Comptroller, 30 mayors and 172 representatives of Corrientes have taken advantage of this type of licenses, since before being elected they work in various state institutions. Ruiz Diaz, yes, he's the same lawyer who proposed the recall process of the mayor of the District of Panama, José Luis Fábrega. Well, through a statement, the AMUPA denied Ruiz Diaz's accusations. The Association of Municipalities of Panama categorically denies that any collaborator or member of our association has contacted or made a call to Mr. Roberto Ruiz Diaz. According to the association, in the case of paid leave, the court has already decided on the issue in the ruling that was issued on the 4th of March. Therefore, the AMUPA recognizes it, they explained. President Laurentino Cortizo sanctioned this Monday, the 25th of April, Law 162 that encourages electric mobility in land transport and whose purpose is to reduce the emission of greenhouse gases by increasing the use of renewable energy. The new law regulates the development and operation of electric mobility in the country, promoting the transition from internal combustion to electric transport, highlights a statement from the presidency. In addition, it implements measures and incentives in the public, private and academic sectors. This new law is in line with the government's energy strategy of mitigating or migrating towards less polluting energy sources, a policy that today becomes more important with the rise in hydrocarbon prices, subject to geopolitical factors, external factors, said the president. According to the norm, autonomous and semi-autonomous government institutions must progressively replace their fleet of vehicles that use fuel for electric cars. From the year 2025, 10% of the vehicles of public entities and collective and selective transport must be electric. In 2027, that percentage increases to 25%, and in 2030, it will be 40% electric vehicles. In the case of mass transportation, collective and selective public transportation certificates of a minimum of 10% of the car fleet must be electric in 2025. For the year 2027, the percentage increases to 20% and in 2030 to 33%. President Cortizo was accompanied in the act of enactment of the law by the Vice President of the Republic and Minister of the Presidency, José Gabriel Carrizo Hain, the National Secretary of Energy, Jorge Rivera Staff, the Administrator of the National Public Services Authority of Panama, Armando Fuentes Rodriguez, Deputy Edison Brosse, sponsor of the law, the Director of the United Nations Programme for the Environment in Latin America and the Caribbean, Jacqueline Alvarez, representatives of banking entities and private companies. Deputies that make up the Municipal Affairs Commission of the National Assembly endorsed on Monday afternoon a bill that creates a new township in Los Santos. This is the initiative of Law 291, presented by the PRD Deputy Olivares Frias, who seeks to create the district of San Agustin, segregated from the district of La Villa de Los Santos in the province of Los Santos. The community of San Agustin is a thriving population that since colonial times has been constantly growing and today represents one of the most developed towns in Corrientes, said Deputy Frias. He explained that this new district will be comprised of the communities of El Bongo, Buena Vista, Los Bujos, Caña Brava No. 1, No. 2 and No. 3, El Cebollo, Colón No. 1 and No. 2, El Chato, Jobo Dulce, La Fabiana, Membrial, La Laguna, El Rescado, San Agustin, and La Yeguadita. In recent months, the deputies have dedicated themselves to creating new districts in the country. For Bocas del Toro, they've approved the creation of 14 townships. Three of them are for the sanction of President Laurentino Cortizo. For Western Panama, the Assembly endorsed the creation of the Vacamonte Corrimiento. The Criminal Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice rejected an appeal which was filed by Judge Prosecutor Jedwin Juarez against the ruling of October the 30th of 2019, which declared 15 people accused of drug trafficking and money laundering not guilty, detained in the El Gallero operation. The ruling, dated the 9th of April of 2022, definitely closes the investigation of the Drug Prosecutor's Office into an alleged criminal network that used beaches in Azuero to introduce shipments of drugs from Colombia and which were then sent to Central America and the United States. The prosecution accused this group of using dance activities, a cockpit, and a fish sales company to launder the money generated by the sale of drugs. According to the ruling in this case, there was no misappraisal of the evidence by the trial court and that there was no violation of due process, as the prosecution alleges. The criminal chamber also supported the trial court's decision to declare illegal the telephone interceptions made by the prosecutor during the investigation. The ruling was endorsed by Maria Eugenia López Arias, Maribel Cornejo, and had the rescue of José Ayo Prado. In this case, Manuel Dominguez Walker, alleged leader of the criminal network, was acquitted. He has been prosecuted for drug-related crimes on two other occasions and today arrested for false documents. But the executive makes the promise of increasing total public investment in science, technology and innovation up to 1% of the gross domestic product, the GDP, embodied in the Joining Forces Action Plan, a reality is unlikely in the remainder of the mandate. Data provided by the National Secretariat of Science, Technology and Innovation, CENESIT, indicate that Panama invests around 0.13% of GDP in this matter, which is reduced to 0.08% by subtracting the investment that the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute makes. The economic scenario for science does not change over the years since CINESIT and the Gorgas Commemorative Institute for Health Studies, two entities that worked to confront the pandemic, have a budget of $91.46 million between them. This situation gave rise to the first March for Science in 2017 to highlight its importance and the need for a larger budget. Well, on Sunday, the 6th March was held after 2 years of commemorating the date on social networks due to the pandemic. The National Secretary for Science, Technology and Innovation, Eduardo Ortega Barria, stated that Panama is one of the countries in the Latin America and Caribbean region that invests the least in research and development. In the opinion of Ortega Barria, it's very unlikely that the investment goal of 1% of GDP will be achieved in this administration, since the pandemic that has hit the world has not only caused a health crisis, but has also hit the economy hard. And that does not contribute to the increase, although science has clearly demonstrated its value in the public health, social and economic crisis that the new coronavirus has generated. He argued that collaboration between the different sectors of the country, public, private and academic, is required to increase investment, as well as improve the execution capacity of the sectors, increase the demand for research, technological innovation by the productive sector and society. Also improve the management of research funds so that it is agile and effective. The Ministry of Public Works, the MOP, the MOP, will increase the reference price for the bidding for turnkey contracts to repair streets in different districts of the capital city. The starting price for the works had been estimated at $73.1 million, and the works were divided into four groups: Ancon, Alcalde Díaz, Bella Vista, San Francisco, Parque Lefebvre, Juan Díaz, Tocumen, Pedregal, Mañanitas, Caledonia and Santa Ana were the points that were chosen to be intervened, but now the MOP includes streets in Don Bosco and in Cardado del Rey. Rafael Sabons, Minister of the Ministry of Public Works, commented that the increase in the reference price reaches $7 million and explained that most of the amount will be allocated to the expansion of the main street in Condado del Rey to four lanes. Sidewalks and storm drains will also be built in this sector, which has been or has seen significant population growth in recent years. These contracts are part of the package of projects that the government will tender under the turnkey scheme, where the contractors must provide the funds to carry out the work, and then the state cancels the debt upon receiving the projects to satisfaction. In total, the Ministry of Public Works plans to tender 25 turnkey projects with an estimated investment of $1.16 billion, but everything will depend on the offers received from the contractors. Savonge pointed out that the works in Don Bosco and Condado del Rey will be included in one of the four lines in which the repairs had been divided. The Ministry of Public Works has provided that within the specifications that a contractor can be awarded up to a maximum of two groups. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. This is some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.